Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got a new gentleman with us, a new guest, Mr. Hernando Arce. And Hernando is a citizen journalist here in San Antonio in the South Texas area. And he's been doing a lot of skullduggery, digging around, my friends. He found out a lot of stuff regarding the whole operation of, we can call it a government human trafficking effort. Hernando, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time to be with us, buddy.
Hey, George. It's exciting to be on the El Conservador show. Love it.
You got it. All right. Let me ask you, because you've done a lot of investigative work regarding the Migrant Center, which is here in San Antonio.
Yes.
And in fact, the City Council of San Antonio is getting ready to make the citizens of San Antonio support it, because the Biden administration is not going to give it any more money, it looks like. But tell us about the operation out there. What have you learned? How much they're paying their top heads, their leaders? What is going on? Give us an idea of what's going on, buddy.
Okay, well, so let me start from the beginning, because I want to be transparent as much as possible to your audience. The Migrant Resource Center, as it's called, here in San Antonio, which, by the way, is located in the center of San Antonio, roughly 1 mile behind the largest shopping center mall in San Antonio. So that's number one. Number two, the facility, which is about 8 acres big, was owned historically by the city of San Antonio until 3 years ago, before the invasion. They sold the facility. City of San Antonio sold it to one of their favorite contributors to the mayor of Nuremberg's election campaign, a man named Kevin Covey and his son, Paul Covey. These are prominent real estate developers here in San Antonio. For the locals here in this show here, you may know the Pearl Brewery. The Pearl Brewery, a lot of it around that area, that real estate there is owned by Gray Street Partners. And Gray Street Partners is owned by the Coveys.
Wow.
So that's number one. Yes. That's number one, George.
Alrighty.
Now, they purchased it for $5 million, and they put down, which is a significant down payment, which is very strange for commercial. They put down like $4 million down payment, and then they took a loan from the local bank called Jefferson Bank here in San Antonio, I believe. And so the interesting thing, George, is after they owned it, they turned around and sold it to, I believe, I can't confirm it, but I'm assuming it's one of their subsidiaries, GK Holdings. So I think they were trying to hide their brand, which is Gray Street Partners.
Uh-huh.
And so,
wow.
Now, when the city sold it to these developers, what the developers did was they kind of retrofitted very inexpensively the interior, and they had to get it rezoned and had to get a certificate of occupancy, because the building before was a CPS building, right?
Uh-huh.
CPS where you pay your electric bills. And so they had a rush to get the certificate of occupancy done very quickly. Very quickly, there's a lot of things that were done. And so that's the history of the building, George. Mm-hmm. So they went ahead, the developers, and then subleases it to the city of San Antonio for roughly $113,000 a month.
Wow.
Your tax dollars.
Wow.
Right. Yes.
Nice.
And
that's real nice. First of all, yeah. That they're friends of they're donors to the mayor, and then everything else begins to fall under that.
Yeah, exactly. They have a 10-year lease on the property, but to be transparent, the city does have an option to cancel that 10-year lease within a 90-day window or 60-day window. They have that option to cancel.
Mm-hmm.
any extensions on that 10-year lease. So let's move on to the NGOs, why don't we?
Yes.
The NGOs took over the facility. Now, remember, the facility was opened July of 2022, formally.
Yes.
July 7th. I was there the day they opened up to document this invasion. Now, one of the main NGOs took over the operation roughly around October of 2022. And it's a it's a conjunction of three NGOs. The first main one is called Catholic Charities of San Antonio. They're based here downtown San Antonio. The Catholic Charities, they have different chapters in every city and every state. There's dozens and dozens of different chapters. And so they're working with another one nonprofit organization called faith-based organization called Endeavors. Endeavors is also part of three major faith-based churches. I believe Presbyterian or Methodist. They were formed in the 1970s here in San Antonio. And then the third NGO is called Interfaith Welcome Coalition. And they're smaller than the other two, but they do play a role in this here American Replacement Center, as I call it.
Yes.
Because that's what's happening, George.
They are replacing Americans.
Unfortunately, yes.
Now, the number of people that come through here, through the center, you know, it started like a trickle and then became a torrent. And what do they do? I mean, what is it that they do with these folks?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great question, George. Understand that 90% of these people that come here are coming without documentation.
Correct.
Without proper documentation. They throw away their IDs at the border. And there's a reason why they do that. Uh-huh. I'll explain that if you want me to later. But the role that these NGOs play, they're basically doing the dirty work of the federal government. It's just the way it is.
Correct.
You know, they don't want to have, the government doesn't want their hands on what happens once they have been processed by Customs Border Patrol. By the way, I've interviewed these illegals when they got those big yellow envelopes they walk around with.
Correct.
I've read those papers. I've read them on camera. Mm-hmm. They all say that they've been arrested at the border.
Arrested is the word. Arrested.
Right. That is the key word. I want your audience. I'm sure you have a smart audience that's listening to this show. There's not one word in those documents, and they're about 8 to 10 pages long, and I've read them several times, different migrants, I've read them. Not one word says refugee asylum in those papers.
How about that?
What it does say is that they've been arrested, they've been released without bail, no bond, and they've got this catch and release, basically. They've given a court date as far as maybe 3 months from now to up to, like, I've seen as far as 7 years from now. All right.
Wow.
Not to meet with a judge, George, to meet with a babysitter ICE officer. They don't see a judge for years and years later. So I need your audience to understand that. The documents say they have a notice to appear.
Outrageous.
And it's called the NTA. NTAs, they call them. Okay. And then the documents further go on and show that they have pro bono lawyers. Wherever city they're going to, let's say they're going to California, Los Angeles, they'll have 3 or 4 pages, and each page is 4 or 5 non-profit. They're attorneys that are being paid by us tax dollars. Let's say, Santa Barbara County and Sonoma County. So it depends on what city you go to. You get these free lawyers. But to get back to your question, George, the NGOs are responsible once they come to the migrant welcoming center. It's basically a visitor center. You're not supposed to live there. You're not supposed to stay there for 30 days or more. They're given change of clothing. If you've seen them, they wear these gray sweatsuits, right?
Yes.
That is given by the Catholic Charities. They're given food 3 times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They are given shoes. They are given blankets. They are given medical attention. They are given Wi-Fi. They are given child schooling. They're given legal advice, these attorneys that come in there.
Wow.
You have nuns coming in there. You have the food pantry for the local San Antonios, the food bank of San Antonio. That's another amazing organization that's getting so much money from the government. It's ridiculous. They're also conspiring to aid and abet illegals, because that's what they are. They're illegals. The food banks of San Antonio also play a role, George.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this, because they're getting money from the government, from the federal government, coming and going, obviously. Okay. What about the people that are in charge of these nonprofit supposed nonprofit organizations? You did some work on finding out the salaries for some of these characters. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right. And it's amazing that these NGOs, I don't know what percent of these the monies that they're getting go actually goes towards providing services to these illegals, but it has to be a small percentage. So I say that only because, George, I pulled up these NGOs' 990 IRS tax forms, and I got the tax form for 2022 for Endeavors, which is one of the main ones. Endeavors also were in the news a couple of years ago when James O'Keefe did one of his investigative reports on Endeavors. Uh-huh. They're a national organization. They're I believe corrupt as well. These board members, uh-huh. The main one, the CEO, you're looking at $700,000 a year salary.
Okay, now let's make sure that everybody understands. These are nonprofit organizations mm-hmm. that are paid by grants from the federal government by the taxpayer, and the right. CEO is making $700,000.
Correct.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And that's just one person. Then you have the CFO and the COO. They're ranging $200,000 to $300,000, $400,000 a year. And that's for a 40-hour work week.
Outrageous. Outrageous. Yeah, and the work that they are doing, folks, is aiding and abetting illegal immigration.
No doubt. Aiding and abetting. I'm telling you, George, these people are not refugee asylums for the most part. I'm not going to say all of them because there are maybe some, anomalies. But these NGOs, and you know what's so ironic, George, is that the left, the liberals, always say they want separation of church and state.
Yes.
Separation of church and state. This whole invasion is being orchestrated between the church and the state.
Yep. Well said. But since they're doing it, I guess it's okay.
it's not okay for you, and it's not okay for me, and it's not okay for millions and millions of Americans right
exactly.
now
who
cannot put food in the table, who are struggling to pay their bills every month. And here we have a boondoggle of hundreds of billions of dollars. The report came out, 6 months ago? $500 billion that we don't have? We're $35 trillion in debt, and we're giving airline tickets to illegals. The Catholic Charities of San Antonio, on record, Mr. CEO himself, Mr. Antonio Fernandez, who every time he goes on these fake media interviews with these local newscasters, says he needs more money. They call it donations, George. They spend $1 million a month on airline tickets for these illegals to go into the interior of our country.
Wow, incredible. I love the work that you've done, buddy. I love it. Listen, we need to conclude, but what other stuff are you going to be looking into so we can get you back on the show?
Oh, thank you. That would be an honor, George, to be back on your show. I'm a big fan of your show. You know, my job as a citizen journalist is to document, because the left is going to try to repaint this, what's going on years from now. They're going to say that never happened. This never happened. I got hundreds and thousands of videos, clips, and I have them on a hard drive in case the FBI is watching, listening to me, because I know they have a following. Yeah. I was arrested. We can talk about my arrest in another show, uh-huh. but I know they have a following me. I know they're watching me. I know the police are watching me. I know the NGOs are watching me. And just so that you know, I'm not suicidal. But
good.
But, you know, it's time to go on the offense with these NGOs.
Yes, exactly.
And I want to expose them. This year, I need to expose them for the American people, because we had enough of this. This enough is enough already, George. Yes. So that's what you can expect from me as a citizen journalist here in San Antonio.
You got it, buddy. We'll get you back on sometime soon, because we need people to understand what is happening right under our noses.
Yes, sir.
Folks, we've been chatting with our good friend Mr. Hernandez Arce, who is a citizen journalist, a very good one, here in San Antonio and in South Texas. And tell the people where they can follow you, Hernando.
I appreciate the opportunity. For everyone who's listening, please follow me on X. X is owned by Elon Musk, and it's a fair, as we see so far, it's a fair platform. And if you want the truth, you need to start supporting this platform on X. Follow me, Hernando, R-C-A-R-C-E. First name, Hernando with an H. Thank you.
You got it. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.